Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all in Blog Talk Land. Hallelujah. Lee Williams, so you didn't have to do it, but you did. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to praise Him tonight. Every night is a good night to praise the Lord.
Lord, you didn't have to wait soon this morning, but you
did, Lord. Sing with him. Here we go.
I know you didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you did,
Lord.
I know you didn't have to wake me early this morning, but you
did, Lord.
I'm glad.
I'm glad about it too.
You didn't have to wake me
glad about
soon
it?
This morning, but you
did, Lord.
That ain't all you done.
That ain't all you done.
Woke me up. Lord, you was right on time.
Ooh.
I had my health and strength
my health
and
strength. Oh,
you
let
me stand again.
Come on and say it again, Lee.
To wait soon this morning, but you know,
Lord,
I ain't got to ask you. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you
know.
I wonder if anybody else here said it. You didn't have to wake me early. But that ain't all you done.
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one who is able to do all things but fail, the power, the lifter, the healer, the teacher, the comforter, the provider. We thank you for being our El Shaddai. We thank you for being our protection, dear Father. We thank you for being our giver. We thank you, dear Father, that we can bring all of our requests to you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We come to you praying, dear Father, for Sister Monique and her son Michael. We pray, dear Father, for directions in their life, for growth in their lives, dear Father. And we pray for Sister Elizabeth. God, we pray for the situations that she may be going through, dear Father. We pray for her outcome as she come out and grow stronger in the Lord and move into different areas. And we thank you for the opportunities that you're giving her and going to give her. We thank you for blessing her mother and her father, blessing her brother, dear Father. We just give you praise. We ask, dear Father, that you continue to bless LaMeka, JD, and James, dear Father, in their growth with you and their mindset with you, dear Father, that they want to become closer to you, that they want to draw nearer to you, that they become doers, dear Father. As they hear the word, that they become doers. I ask, dear Father, that you move in the spirits of all on our prayer wall tonight, all on our prayer list tonight, dear Father, that you take control, dear Father, and just soften their hearts and put that nudge in them with the Holy Spirit, dear Father, that makes them want to run to the Lord, dear Father. Seek you for the answers. Seek you for their guidance. Seek you for their directions, dear Father. Oh, Holy Father, you're able to do all things but fail. And we bring these requests to you, dear Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are. Thank you for whose we are, dear Father, in you. And may we not worry about our problems, dear Father, but we diligently seek you, Jesus, in every direction of our life. Oh, right now, right now, right now, somebody's calling on your name, Jesus. Right now, dear Father, I ask you to just extend your mighty hand of mercy, dear Father, in their direction, dear Father. Oh, you know the situation, dear Father, that's going on right now, right now. All the ones that have their hearts hardened so much that they're going against the Christian, going against the saint, fighting against the saint right now, dear Father, fighting some school system about their rights for prayer and what they're doing in the school system for the kids that honor you, dear Father. Oh, I ask you to step in the way of that. Dear Father, Holy Spirit, intercede in that matter, dear Father. Oh, and then for the sick and shut in, dear Father, that someone just don't know what else to say. They don't know what other prayer to pray right now, dear Father. But oh, dear Father, Holy Spirit, and we invite you to intercede for them, dear Father. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You said that your groans is more than words could ever be, dear Father. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We can't even put into words. We can't even draw a picture to show all the goodness that you are to us, Father. And we come to you with mercy. We come to you saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise on our lips and thanksgiving in our heart, dear Father. We just want to praise you. We just want to honor you. Hallelujah. We just want to love you, Jesus, because you're so good to us, Jesus. And we just want to take out time to say, thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Thank you for the things that you're showing me, dear Father. Thank you for the place tonight at the Majestic Theater in San Antonio, Texas, dear Father. You said that I will preach and I will be on that stage, dear Father. You said that one day that whole place is going to be filled, and they're coming to hear the word, dear Father. They're not coming to hear me, dear Father, Evangelist Vaughn, but they're coming to hear your word, dear Father, and they're going to be hungry for your word. And you said it's going to be saved souls all over that place, dear Father. In the name of Jesus, I accept it. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, dear Father. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless Mike, dear Father. Bless his situation, dear Father. Bless his job, dear Father. Bless me as his supervisor, dear Father. Bless the things that he is able to do, dear Father. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the mighty words that he's given, dear Father. It is your spirit, not I, dear Father. Oh, may you always receive all the praise, dear Father. We ask you to bless all the families that are in bereavement, dear Father. Again, the Jackson family for Michael Jackson, the Farrah Fawcett family. Dear Father, the other are people that we know about that is celebrities that has just passed away. Time is winding up, hallelujah. Hallelujah, may we not let you catch us with my work undone. Cleanse our spirit, dear Father. Go inside of me, dear Father. If you find anything that shouldn't be, dear Father, I ask you to take it out right now. I surrender it all to you, Jesus. Take it out and cleanse me, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless all our listeners, dear Father, that is live, that is in the chat room, dear Father. Bless all of my workers, dear Father. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless David, dear Father. Bless us all, dear Father. In the name of mighty Jesus, we ask you to bless Sister Helene. Bless Ryan, dear Father. Oh, hallelujah. We give you thanksgiving. And we praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless my mother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless my sisters. Bless my brothers. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask continued blessings. Continued blessings. Continued blessings. We love you, Lord Jesus. On our feet and praise, dear Father. Bless this ministry, dear Father. Take it to where you would want it to go, dear Father. Take it in places, dear Father, that the word has not been heard, dear Father. Dear Father, I want to see your miraculous power just moving through tribes and, dear Father, through cities and countries and towns, dear Father. Oh, in houses that, dear Father, that has been atheist, dear Father, but the power of the Lord, dear Father, will just show and just shine on them, dear Father. Changing man's mind, just changing man's heart, dear Father. Hallelujah. Only you can do it. Only you can do it. And we give you praise for it, Jesus. We honor you and we bless you. And we thank you, Jesus, for who you are, dear Father. Hallelujah. There is none like you, none before you, and none will be after you. You said, I am the great I am. I am the great I am. Hallelujah. You said that you give gifts and talents according to your will, dear Father. And may your will be done, dear Father, in our lives with the talents that we have. May we not just sit on our talents, dear Father, but may we start to reach out and share our talents, dear Father, bringing in the people to the kingdom, dear Father, edification for the kingdom, dear Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for going ahead of us, preparing a place for us, Jesus, that where you are, that we may be also. Hallelujah. We give you praise and we honor you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless my pastor. Bless my co-pastor. Bless our church in a whole, dear Father. Bless our cities and our states, dear Father. Bless our country. Bless our presidents, dear Father. Bless his mind that he may come and think at the things that your thoughts, dear Father. Dear Father, with all the things that he's on his hands, dear Father, thank you, Jesus, for letting him come to you with those things. Bless his wife, the First Lady, dear Father. Bless his family, his kids, dear Father. And may we all, as a country, continue to lean and depend on you. Lean and depend on your word, dear Father, because we can do nothing without you, dear Father. But we can do all things through you who strengthen us. We thank you for your strength. We thank you, Jesus, for your power. We thank you for your love, Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing the sick. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just want to praise you. Just want to honor you, Jesus. Just want to honor you. Because you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. You're worthy of all the praise, dear Father. You're worthy of all of the praise. And we glorify your name. We glorify your name, Jesus. We glorify your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You're just a wonderful God, and you're so worthy to be praised. So worthy to be praised, and we just love you, Jesus. We just love you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Just have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Father. Have your way, dear Father. Move by the Spirit, dear Father, and have your way, dear Father. Have your way over these airways, dear Father. Have your way, dear Father. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is all about you anyway. This is all about you. Hallelujah. Let me speak nothing that is not about you, dear Father. Let it be about you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, because you didn't have to do it, but you did. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for not saying no. Thank you, Lord Jesus. On our feet in praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. Thank you for your spirit. Let me feel your spirit one more time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're worthy. You're so worthy to be praised. You're so worthy. So worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, sisters and brothers. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How was your Thursday today? How have you maintained today? How are you doing? Are you able? Are you following along the word that is being taught? Are you using it in your daily walk? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, the Holy Spirit is with us in all times, and he's with us right now. Right now, his presence is with us. Whatever your desires and needs are, you can ask of him. The Holy Spirit is with us right now, and he's in a position to heal your sin-sick soul right now. He's in a position to forgive you when man refuses to forgive you, but he is in a position to forgive you right now, and he wants you to repent of your sins so that you may be able to go forward. Run on a little farther. Don't stop. This is not the end of the road for you. This is not how this story ends for you. It's much, much more ahead. And he knows the end from the beginning from the end. So he has plans for you. So don't dare get caught up in the plans that you have for you, because someone has did something to you negative that is holding you back. You can't get to the end of your journey because you're stuck in a pile of mud right here because of what someone has said, because what someone physically has done, because of what someone mentally has done. But when it's time to move on, it's to God that you take one step, and I will take two. So it's time for someone to start walking and just praise God as you walk your way out of that situation. Walk your way out of that mess. And I guarantee you he will give you a message out of that mess. Walk on, my child. Walk on. If you fall, get up, dear Father. Hallelujah. You may not jump up. You may have to get to one knee and push your way up. But however you get up, the key is to get up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get up, my sisters and brothers. Get up on your feet. Hallelujah. On your feet and praise. Hallelujah. I don't care how you feel. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what how mommy and daddy saw the situations when they went through it. This is your time. This is the time of the Lord. Hear the word. Tell your children the word. Preach to your children about the word. Pray over your children. Don't send your family out into the world. Don't send your family to bed without praying over. Take advantage of the goodness that God has for you. Will you offer, accept the offer that God has for you? Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you ever wondered? Have you ever wondered? Have you ever wondered? I'm trying to do this lesson, God, but you have your way. Have your way in our lives, Jesus. Have your way, have your way, have your way. Have your way in our lives, Jesus. Have your way. Have your way in our lives. Oh, thanks. Have you ever wondered why worship is so important? Have you ever wondered how to praise the creator of this universe? He's the creator of this universe. Hallelujah. 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 Just want to start by reminding you to let your praise outweigh your asking. At all times, let your praise outweigh your asking. Whatever you're asking for, make sure that your praise outweighs the things that you're asking the Lord for. Let's start in the New Testament, and we're going to Romans. Hallelujah. We should be pretty familiar, if you've been following along, with the 30-day Bible study of how we should be able to get to our Romans now, okay? Again, with the 30-day Bible study, 30-day New Believers studies, we actually are on today on day 8. Today is day 8. Day 7 was the Holy Spirit. So we've touched some grounds on a lot of little things. Again, day 1, we actually just started out. Jesus is our Savior. You got to start out by knowing who Jesus is, why Jesus came to earth. If there are any other ways to get to heaven, Jesus is our Savior. Getting home to your Father. Coming home to your Father, hallelujah, what it means to be a child of God. If you've run too far to come home, if you've missed any of these here, you need to go back in the archives and listen to them. They will bless your heart, bless your soul. They're here to bless your walk with the Lord, to make a difference in your life, to push you towards heaven, hallelujah. Day 3, we went over God's love. Just how much God really loves you. Hallelujah. Sometimes we think that it's the bottle that's loving us. We think that it's that man or that woman is the one who has the love for us that we're desiring. Or we think that there's many different things out there that we attach ourselves to. We think inanimate objects like our cars or our homes are the love of our lives, and we're them to love us back, and so when they break down or a leak comes in the roof, and we got these huge charges to repair them, then we can't understand, and we're just like, it's almost like you let me down, you know. But who really loves you and never will change forever and ever and ever? Just how much God really loves you. He is the one. Also, we found out that if you can fall out of God's love, and why you deserve to be loved so much. Hallelujah. And then we went on to growing in God in day 4. Just how to grow in your faith. Hallelujah. And then we went to the Bible, God's scrapbook. And we was talking about if God's word is any more than a bunch of good stories. Hallelujah. And then day 6, we want to no appointment necessary. Hallelujah. He's open to you. It's no appointment is necessary. And then we talked about how to talk to God. You got to know how to talk to God. You got to know how to learn to hear his voice, hallelujah. And it says, if God really listens to you, if you are talking, is he really listening to you? Oh, yes, he is, sisters and brothers. And then day 7, we spoke on the Holy Spirit. And he showed up and showed out. So hallelujah, hallelujah. He's still here with us, the Holy Spirit, our comforter. Hallelujah, the one who's there for us to lead us not into destruction, but into the pathway of righteousness. Hallelujah. We spoke of how the Holy Spirit's role is in your life, what that role is in your life, and what the Holy Spirit is like. Hallelujah. Now we're on our feet with praise. Hallelujah. Learning why worship is so important and how to praise the Creator of this universe. And our first thing that we wanted to talk about was let your praise outweigh your asking. Hallelujah. So we're looking at Romans, and that's where we're at. Romans 4 and 20. Everyone should be there. Romans 4 and 20. And he says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Giving glory to God, giving glory to God. That's what we're wanting today. Give glory to God. Give glory to God. Can you give glory to God? Can you just give glory to God? Give glory to God. You know your situation. You know what he's doing for you. Give glory to God. Hallelujah. Give glory to God. Regardless of what it looks like. You haven't made that final decision. You're still stuck in that abusive relationship. But go ahead right now and give glory to God. Give glory to God. Don't stagger. Hallelujah. But give glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's worthy of all the praise. He's so worthy, so worthy. So worthy of all of the praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Another translation of it here, it says, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. Hallelujah. You know what? We've got to be give glory to God and believe that he will do just what he said he would do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is another one of the letters that Paul wrote to the Romans. Hallelujah. Again, Romans 4 and 20. See, God stayed with Abraham until he became strong in faith. God is with you. He's building you up. Will you accept the build that he's trying to give you? Hallelujah. Yeah, because it comes with some chastising. It comes with him not always saying yes to you. You're not always able to say yes to your child, or you shouldn't be. But he works out of the sight of you for the good of you. You, personally, for you, for me. Because he knows the plans. He has plans for you. He has plans for you. I don't care what plans you already put up or what it is that you're, whoever in your life you allow to set plans for you. God has plans for you. And he is staying with you. He's waiting on you to become strong in your faith. Stop talking about it and doing it. Notice that being strong in faith has something that goes with it. Once you become strong in faith, something goes with it. To be strong in faith is to give God glory. Is to give God glory. Well, now, Abraham is giving God glory. At this point, where Abraham is saying that he is a father of a great multitude, right? See, Sarah isn't pregnant yet. Sarah, this is before that. She hasn't gotten pregnant all these years, but he's given God glory. And he's calling those things which be not as though they were. He's calling himself a father now. Not going to be, but is father of a great multitude. now. Hallelujah. And he's thanking God for it now. He's thanking God that he is a father of great multitudes. Now, Sarah haven't even became pregnant yet. What is it yet that you haven't even became pregnant with yet? But God has showed it to you. God has showed it. He just put a seed inside of me tonight. Hallelujah. Showed me a place that I was just going to be of many places. But he showed me this particular place tonight. He told me of the things that was going to be going on in this particular place tonight. He told me why I was in there tonight. He said, tell somebody tonight. I was with two people. He said, tell them tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Call out that name that I tell you. Hallelujah. 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 It was a singing event tonight. He said, go touch that stage before you leave here. Bless that stage. Go ahead and bless it beforehand. So I'm thanking it right now. I'm thanking for all the souls that are going to be saved. Hallelujah. And I will be there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It will happen just as he said. So I'm already thanking him. I'm giving God glory. I give God glory. I give God glory. I give God glory. Glorify. Glorify his name. Glorify his name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glorify his name. Glorify his name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Abraham gave God so much glory that he became fully persuaded that God would perform what he said in his word. That God would perform what he said in his word. What about you? Do you believe that God will perform what he said in his word? Do you believe? Ask yourself. Do I believe that God will perform just what he said in his word? Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've got to believe that God will do just what he said he would do. Just what he said he would do, just in his own timing. Hallelujah. Just what he said he would do. Now, when your praise outweighs your asking, then you have your manifestation. As long as everything, every time you open your mouth to God, all that you're doing is asking for things, then your praise has not outweighed your asking. But when your praise outweighs your asking, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's when you have your manifestation. Hallelujah. That's when you will have it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So you need to praise God, not just make confessions of faith. That's just the start. Not just make a confession of faith, but you need to praise God. You really need to learn to praise God. Take your time and just start just talking to him and just thinking about the goodness and what all he's done. And remembering, as you get into his word, you learn more about his personality. You learn more about who the great I am is. You learn more about how he can just be the great I am. Who was he? Who was before him? Hallelujah. You get to learn about his protection for us. Hallelujah. More you learn about the Lord, the more you can think and put that apply to your life. See the great wonders that he has done for you, whether you've never realized that it was him doing it or not. Hallelujah. But now is the opportunity for you to see those great things. So when your praise outweighs, you get your manifestation. Again, we need to praise God, not just make confessions of faith. You need to praise him because you believe the confession is so. So it's a difference in making the confession of faith and believing that the confession is so. I believe that my confession is so. Praise him by saying, I'm getting stronger every day. I'm getting stronger every day. I'm getting closer every day to getting out of this abusive relationship. I am getting closer every day to putting down the bottle for good. I am getting closer every day to building my whole household to serve the Lord. And I am getting stronger. I will be able to say that for me and my house, we serve the Lord. I may can't say that now. You may have things going on now that keep you from saying that. But go ahead and believe your confession of faith. Go ahead and start telling, praising him, and saying to him, I'm getting stronger in you every day, Father. I'm stronger today than I was yesterday. And I thank you for it. I thank you for it, Father. I'm stronger in my mind. I'm stronger in my body. I'm stronger in my bones. I'm stronger in every way. I'm stronger in my marriage. I'm stronger as a father. I'm stronger as a mother. I'm stronger as a child. I'm stronger as a sister. I'm stronger as a member. I'm stronger as a pastor. I'm stronger than a teacher. I'm stronger today as being a teacher than I was yesterday. I'm stronger evangelizing than I was yesterday. I'm stronger in my prayer life than I was yesterday. I'm stronger in reframing from backlashing or lying on someone than I was yesterday. Oh, I'm stronger than catching myself, allowing myself, putting myself in adultery, fornication, from stealing, robbing, just talking about someone. I'm stronger in those areas today than I was yesterday, and I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for it, Father. I'm stronger in every way than I was yesterday, and I thank you for it. And when Abraham followed God's plan for faith, he received the promise. Sarah conceived and gave birth to a son. When he tried to get away from God's plan and just go through the confession of faith without believing the confession of faith, that's when Ishmael came around because he tried to give God some help. But once he started to believe, hallelujah, in the confession of faith and start to praise God more than ask God, that's when the manifestation took place. Hallelujah. That's when Sarah conceived and gave birth to a son. Now, God is going to close the deal on the enemy. Can someone say, thank you, Jesus? Can I hear you say, hallelujah, God is going to close the deal on the enemy, your enemy. His word is in the earth. In the earth, Jesus is born. Jesus walks the earth and only says what God says. See, Jesus only speaks that which the Father tells him to speak. And that is so important. The need to discipline your mouth cannot be overstated. The need to discipline your mouth. Jesus only said what his Father told him to say. Oh, good word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So practice saying what the Bible says. Not what you think. Not what you heard somebody say, but read for yourself and start saying what the Bible says when the pressure is on. It's so tempting to say the wrong things when your emotions are high. It's so tempting. It's so tempting. For new babes in Christ, you've been so used to just your emotions go high and you just Say what you want to say. You just say whatever the enemy puts in your mouth. Someone is going to tell you what to say. Hallelujah. So it's either going to be the Lord, it's going to be God, or it's going to be the enemy. Choose you this day who you're going to follow. Whose word are you going to speak? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When someone asks of you something, what are your first words going to do? Are you going to lie? Are you going to man up and say, that's correct? Are you just going to take the constructive criticism and get better at it? Are you going to stand there to your spouse, to your pastor, to your children, to your superiors, to your coworkers, and continue to lie? Whatever it is that you're dealing with, you need to discipline your mouth. Discipline your mouth so you can start to believe in your confession. Practice saying what the Bible says. You have to practice. Again, so when the pressure comes on, it won't be as tempting for you to automatically just say the wrong things just because your emotions are high. You pray that God keeps your emotions in check. Hallelujah. But you have to deliberately go out of your way to make sure that you say what God says. And couple that with praise. Hallelujah. Give God glory by praising him in the middle of your crisis. Hallelujah. In the middle of your crisis, give God glory by praising him. Let it be said about you that you are strong in faith because you were able to control your tongue. And your praises outweighs your asking. Control your tongue, and your praise outweighs your asking. Let's go a little bit. Let's look at some things. Let's go ahead and start with John 14 and 10. Of course, we're still in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. You know who the Luke neighbor is. John. Very good. John 14 and 10. Hallelujah. Taking a little long tonight. My contacts are giving me a little bit of problems here. But let's just go here and read John 14 and 10. All right, and here we go. It says, don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? Whew. The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask for me anything in my name, and I will do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love it that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. The Father is in me. Can you say that? I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Moving right along, let's just go. Again, that was John 14. Take some time and go back through that. Go back through there, and that was we did verses 10 through 14. Keep going and look about Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. We spoke on that last night, but put it all together now. Let's move over to talk about this tongue. Talk about this tongue, again, about taking control of your tongue, taming your tongue, keeping the discipline of your mouth. Hallelujah. If we go right from where we was at in John, and let's keep going until we get to the book of James. The book of James. Hallelujah. James is a small book. It's only 5 chapters in James. And it's right before you get to 1 Peter. So we'll talk about 1 Peter a little later. If you're there, just go ahead and go in reverse. And let's go back over and get to James, okay? We're going to go to James 3. We're going to start reading at verse 2. So James 3. Verse 2, it says, we all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check. Verse 3 says, now, when we put bits into the mouth of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal, or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a spark. It says in 6, the tongue also is a fire, a well of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person. The small tongue corrupts the whole person. It sets the whole course of his life on fire. And it is itself set on fire by hell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 7 says, all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man. But no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless, evil field of deadly poisoning. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and curse. My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Hallelujah. You're cursing God with one moment out of that same mouth, with that same tongue. You're cursing your brother and you're praising God. You're praising God over here and you're cursing your brother. You're cursing your brother and you're praising God. The same tongue. He said, can it be? Can it work like that? Can you get to him like that? So he says, well, can a fig tree produce olives? Can salt water and fresh water be produced in the same stream? He says the answer is no. He says the answer is no. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, the answer is no. It cannot be. No man tames the tongue. We have to ask God himself. God himself to come and sit on our tongues, control our tongues. Discipline our tongue. That's why it tells you in the Word. So why you're running around here so proud of how you can curse out somebody so quickly? So proud of how you can just go off? So proud of how you can just run your mouth and you always got to come back? Just remember, that is not of God. Just remember, that is not of God. The word said that is not of God. That is not of God. Take some time and go back through James 3. Taming the tongue. How dangerous the tongue is. We can put bits into big horses, big animals. We can tame them. We can control them. We can control all kind of creatures of the sea, of the air, all types of creatures. We can take huge sailboats, cruise ships, and take a little bitty steer and steer them wherever we need to go. Man can do all of that. Stop saying that you're in control of your tongue. Stop saying that you know what you want to say, and yeah, you meant what you said. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but powers, dark powers, principalities. No one controls the tongue. Hallelujah. You need to tell yourself that. You need to examine yourself. You need to think about that. I don't really control what it is that I'm saying. I can't control the tongue. I must bring it to my Father. And I must ask Him to discipline my tongue. Until you do that, you're just a lost fireball. You're just setting yourself on fire. You're just destroying your whole body. Not my words, the words that you were saying. The one who created your tongue. The one who wants you to bring it back for His control. He's just waiting on you to bring it back. Hallelujah. He said, well, why did He give it to you? He gave it to you and gave you the choice to come back to Him. Let me show you how to do what it is that you need to do with it. You don't even know what I gave it to you for. You're just using it, just flapping it around. You learned that it'll move, and so you're now just flapping around. And you don't care who it is that you're flapping on and what comes out of there and how it cuts and dices and hurts. Go back to the manufacturer. Find out why that tongue was placed in your mouth. What words did He want to roll off of that for you? It's for a purpose. He has a plan for that tongue. And it's not for you to destroy yourself and others with. Sisters and brothers, we need to check ourselves. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's stay in James for a minute. And let's look at James 5 and 12. Stay in the book of James and just go over to the last chapter over here. 5, and then we're going to look at verse 12. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, verse 12 says, above all, my brothers, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else, lest your yes be yes. Let your yes be yes. Even with your kids, if you're not for sure, they will think about it. I'm not for sure. This is going to be a time I'm not saying no, and we may be able to do that sometimes. But I'm not for sure that this is going to be the right time. Let me just think it over and see what's going on with that. Hallelujah. Let your yes be yes, and your no means no. Or if you do not follow these instructions, you will be condemned. You will be condemned. Did you not know about the sisters and brothers? The Bible tells us that my people perish for lack of knowledge. Do you not know that you will be condemned if your yeses are not yeses and your noes are not noes? Hallelujah. Now you've came across the knowledge. You know that you're responsible for this. You now are held accordingly to keep your yeses as yeses. To keep your nose as nose. To do what's right in the Lord. To pray and ask for discipline over your mouth. Hallelujah. To soften your heart against your brother. Don't be so quick to cuss your brother out. Don't be so quick to try to get revenge. Hallelujah. God bless. God bless. Don't be so quick. Whew. See, we shouldn't hesitate to give God a standing ovation. We should always be on our feet, lifting our hearts and our voices to him in praise. Psalms 150 clarifies, it clearly tells us that he deserves all the credit. Creation cannot help praising the Creator. Jesus said that if people did not praise God, then the stones would cry out, a hearty, hallelujah, bravo to their God. The rocks would begin to cry out, bravo to their God. A strong bravo to their God. You know, you hear people sing the song or saying it, but I'm serious, people. I don't want no rocks crying out for me. Not for me. Not for me. If that's your choice that you do, then, you know, that's you. You're not, you must be serving a different God, but God is so good to me, I want to cry out. I don't want no rocks crying out for me. I don't want no rocks crying out for me. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. I don't want no rocks crying out for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just continue here. We can spend hours in worship of our Lord, but if our praise comes from an inner or insecure heart, if you're not sincere with your praise, then our efforts are wasted. We're just wasting our time. You got to be sincere. If you're not sincere with this, then you're just wasting your time. See, God listens attentively. What you hear, all of his focus is on you. We spoke about the other night. All of his focus is on you. He listens to you attentively. His head resting in his hand. He's just peering into our hearts, looking into our hearts. He isn't impressed if our lips move without our hearts moving as well. He wants our hearts to move as well. See, worship isn't a duty. It's not a duty. It's a privilege. It's an act of obedience. It's an urge to satisfy a heart that longs to praise God. God is the focus, the reason, and the joy of our worship. No matter what problems you're facing, don't let them distract you from your focus. Because of his work on the cross, for that reason alone, he deserves an unending stream of praise from our lips forever, from our hearts. Our hearts should move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's why worship is so important. And that's how we praise our God, is with our heart and our lips. At all times, through all situations. Get your pen and your paper ready. Our verses for tonight is Psalms 150. Psalms 150. Luke 19:36-40. Again, Luke 19:36-40. Psalms 34:1-7. Psalms 40:3. Psalms 104:33-34. Hallelujah. And the last one is John 4:23-24. The time is coming, people, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And that time is here already. True worshiping the Father. Some people can't understand it. They see somebody in true worship, not putting on a show, not entertaining, but in true worship, And the spirit is just thick. That's what you want. The spirit is just thick. Hallelujah. Because they're worshiping in spirit and truth. So you see, the Father, too, is actively seeking such people to worship him. He's actively seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. John 4:23-24. Must worship him in spirit and truth. Let me urge you to come to worship, prepared to worship. To pray before you come so you will be ready to pray when you arrive. To sleep before you come so you'll stay alert when you arrive. To read the word before you come so your heart will be soft when you worship. Come hungry. Come willing. Come expecting God to speak. Come expecting a miracle. Come expecting to get on your feet and praise. Come expecting for the Holy Spirit that you're going to worship in spirit and truth. Come expecting it, sisters and brothers. Just don't come in and think that it's the preacher's job to make you go over to the green pastures and eat, to get full. Hallelujah. Come in there ready for worship. Come in there ready, telling God, I invite you. Come and receive our worship. We worship you in spirit. We worship you in truth. And we're looking for your miraculous powers. We're willing and we're ready, dear Father, to accept your word. And we expect you to move in our lives. We expect you to heal our bodies. We expect you to give us answers and directions. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We read our word before we came. Our hearts are soft. Our minds are clear and alert. We've got our rest. And we're excited, and we come in here ready to worship. And we're worshiping you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for another night, another opportunity to learn from you, Jesus. Just thank you for wrapping your arms around us, Jesus, all around the ministry, around every listener. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Power for God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be with us and around us, like the walls around Jerusalem, keeping us safe from all death, hurt, harm, and danger. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. We honor you. We thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, sisters and brothers. Give me a call, 210-264-5287. Hallelujah. As the young lady the other night, no, you can call me any time of the night. I'm here for you. God bless you and keep you. God bless you. Thank you for your praise reports. Oh, thank you for sharing with me not only the things that we prayed for, but as they are manifestation has came in through and about in your life. Thank you for getting back in touch with me and just giving a praise report. I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. I remind you that I'm available to speak at churches and different conferences, whatever you may have. Just get in touch with me. I travel. I'm willing to travel. I do a love offering. And so it's about the word. So remember that. Remember that in your time that you're needing someone to come and speak. I ask you to don't forget about that we have the Women in Power, Men in Power, and Teen in Power that's available for to you, you, and you. It is through our founder, Dr. Inetta Cooper, and it is a 24-hour prayer line. Not only that, that's just the beginning of it. We're on radio. We got some TV just starting up. We're here to praise the word, to get the word out. If you've been called and you want to join or be a part of it, or you just want to call in and listen to some of the praise reports or prayer requests, or if you want to say your own, you most definitely can. That number is 218-339-4300. It will then ask you for an access code. That code is 360-777-POUND. Again, you can write me. By giving me your, once you call me, giving me I will give you my address. You can write to me, or you can send me an email at walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can always leave a message for me here at the Blog Talk, and that is www.blogtalkradio.com/evangelist. Von, V-O-N, Dumas, D-U-M-E-S. Again, the Women in Power Association. I am the chaplain for the state of Region 1, chaplain for Region 1 in Texas. I'm also the president of the local chapter here in San Antonio for the Women in Power. Again, our leader is the Dr. Inetta Cooper. That number is 218-339-4300, and the code is 360-777-POUND. So if you missed it, you can always just hit rewind, go back. Remember to rate the show. We enjoy hearing from you. God bless you and keep you. Always go back and forth, download them, take it with you. Don't just listen to it once. Apply it to your life. Listen to it until it starts to just repeat in your mind, that your heart starts to learn the next step of what it's going to be, until you can get the scriptures down. Do remember to not just follow your Bible when you're with me. I enjoy that. God bless you. But continue also on your own to go through and go back through your verses and your Bibles, your books, and it's where you were starting at, so you can pick up and learn. And yeah, I guarantee you, you will start to see when you're in your church, when you're back on the Blog Talk, wherever it is, that as the minister, the teacher starts to give you the verses, you'll be able to start to flow and get to them more easily, because you will now, it'll be a part of your life. You're just taking it up as a part of your life. Tomorrow, we have a very special time. We're going to be speaking about forgiveness. Forgiveness. Have you ever wondered how you could forgive an enemy? Have you ever wondered what sins are unforgivable? Well, we're going to dive on that tomorrow. We're going to get into that tomorrow. Until then, I'd like to say God bless you. May God keep you forever and evermore. We love you here at Tri-Anointed Ministries. Again, I am Evangelist Von Dumas. I am here praying for you and always praying for your sisters, your brothers, your mothers, your fathers, your situations, whatever it may be in, we're continuously praying for you. All right? Well, God bless you and keep you. Until we meet again, we say good night.